You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Idaho has made yet another national list. This time, a new federal report says our higher education system is 49th in the nation when it comes to how much revenue is collected for each student. We only beat Nevada and Florida. So, does that mean Idaho's colleges and universities are underfunded? Well, it may not be that simple, according to Idaho Ed News, at least, who took a closer look at the Pew Charitable Trust report. And with us live in studio is Kevin Richard from Idaho Ed News. Always good to have you with us, Kevin.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Okay, so tell us about this report. Why are we 49th in the nation?
Yeah, I always feel like I'm like the Bureau of Low Rankings here. It feels like, well, I'm here regularly. With. So we do rank near the bottom nationally in per student revenues in higher education, and it gets really kind of wonky, and it gets really complicated. We are low, but in some ways, we're kind of in line with a lot of what's happening nationally, and that's what I found kind of surprising when I took a closer look at the Pew numbers.
So what you found was that we only get, what, $25,000 per student?
Right. The public colleges and universities get about $25,000 per full-time student, and these are 2017 numbers, and I think the national average was more like $36,000. So you do the math, we're about 30% below the national average. But in a lot of important metrics that this report breaks down, we're really kind of fairly close to the national averages. And one that really surprised me, because we debate about it so much and the legislature debates about it so much, is how much state money the legislature and how much state money taxpayers are putting into the higher education system.
And what did you find with that?
Oh, okay, kind of the cliffhanger here.
And what? Come on. You're like, never, I'm not going to tell you.
No, actually, we put more money per pupil into of state tax money into the higher education system than the national average. And that number really surprised me, because we've reported about how the state is moving away from funding higher education through tax dollars, that gradually over the course of decades, but very perceptibly, we've shifted away from tax revenue as a prime supporter of higher education to expecting parents and students to pick up the tab, and expecting tuition and fees to pick up where tax dollars left off. These actual numbers indicate that, you know, it's not as dire a situation as it might appear. And when you look at tuition and fees collected per full-time student, Idaho's a little bit less than the national average. There's less tuition money per student that's being used to fund higher education in Idaho.
That's really interesting, though, because there are so many conversations around the state. I mean, in the State House, we've talked about it here on the program before, that, you know, tuition keeps going up so that colleges can be funded. And does that kind of jive with what this study has shown?
Well, in some ways it does kind of jive with what we've said and what we've reported and what we know from watching this debate over the past few years. Idaho's college tuitions and fees are below the national average. They're well below the national average. They're among the lowest in the nation. That's been well documented. That still doesn't mean that Idaho doesn't have an affordability issue when it comes to higher education, because you hear from experts and you hear anecdotal evidence of families of students who just can't afford the tuition and fees that Idaho does charge. We don't offer a lot in the way of scholarships. We don't offer a lot in the way of financial aid. And in a state where a lot of folks are making a, you know, fairly low income, you know, we're, you know, a fairly low wage state, and especially in rural Idaho, those tuition and fee charges, even if they're lower than the national average, are still daunting. They're still imposing to students and their parents.
So let's get back to that $25,000 number per student that we get. Mm-hmm. This is federal dollars, correct?
No. This is a variety of sources, including federal money, which we get a little bit less than the national average. What I liked about this study was that it really did break down the numbers and really broke down the dollars into a variety of different categories, so you could get a broader sense of what's happening and what this ranking really means.
Oh, because in the article you did talk about how other states, there's private funding sometimes, right? And we don't have as much of that in Idaho.
Right. One of the big gaps between Idaho and the rest of the nation is in kind of this one lump of funding that that Pew put together that looks at endowments, that looks at donations, that looks at interest off of investments. That's one place where Idaho's higher education system really does lag behind the national average. And I'm not sure why, but in some ways it feels like it stands to reason. I mean, we're a younger state. You know, our state institutions
and we don't have as many
are
people.
Younger and we have fewer people. I mean, you think about, you know, the University of Idaho was founded in 1889. I mean, a lot of state universities back east and in the Midwest have been in place well before that. That's a lot of time to build up an endowment. That's a lot of time to build up an investment portfolio that you know, Idaho universities are probably catching up on. That would be my educated guess as to maybe why our endowment portfolio and our endowment revenues aren't quite as high as you would see elsewhere in the nation. I'm not sure of that, but that's kind of my theory anyway, or a possible theory anyway.
Well, we're talking with Kevin Richard of Idaho Ed News. We're talking about a new Pew report on higher education funding. So hasn't Idaho, though, been moving the cost of higher ed really away from taxpayers as well, though?
Oh, there's no question. And we've written about this, and we've chronicled it. There is no disputing the fact that Idaho is shifting money away from, they're shifting the funding responsibility for higher education away from taxpayers and onto the backs of students and parents. There's no disputing it, but it's not unique to Idaho. And that's one thing that comes out in the Pew report, that state funding for higher education does seem to be dropping when you look at it on a per pupil basis. Federal funding has increased in that same period, but it's different. Universities use federal dollars a lot differently than they use state dollars.
So the shift, though, as we know, I mean, this is a debate between Democrats and Republicans. So, I mean, what does each side argue or want to see happen?
Well, yeah, I think there's a general understanding around the state house that affordability is a concern for some students. I think there's a concern that continuing to increase tuition and continuing to increase fees, at some point you get to a place where it's just not sustainable. Debbie Critchfield, the president of the state board, she wrote a guest opinion back in the spring after the board approved another round of tuition increases for this school year. She wrote a guest opinion saying, we've got to stop doing this on an annual basis. We've got to make this less regular and frequent because we are going to get to a point where it's just not sustainable. I think there's more of an agreement about that around state house circles than maybe there was a few years ago. But you've still got a lot of, a blame game going back and forth about why is this a problem? Who's to blame? What's causing the rising cost of college? You know, we've seen it in the debate over diversity programs and inclusion programs. Does that drive up the cost of college? Opponents of the program say yes. Defenders of the program say no. It's really a matter that the legislature hasn't properly funded higher education. That's the problem. So you've got finger pointing about the root cause of some of these affordability issues. But I think the sentiment is growing that you can't just keep putting this on students and parents forever and not expect there to be some ramifications.
Well, so even though the sentiment is growing, what's the likelihood that this annual increase that we see will stop?
Well, it's tough. And we see it every year at the legislature as well. There's much more sentiment towards putting money into public education, towards putting money into the K-12 system as opposed to higher education. And if you look at those budget increases over the course of time, which is something I do when I'm over at the State House when we're covering the budget process, the percentage increases, the overall dollar increases for K-12 as opposed to the increases for higher education, there's really been no comparison. You know, the legislature has been a lot more willing to fund increases in K-12 as opposed to funding increases in higher education.
I want to switch gears really quick because you're working on a pretty big project right now about kids and reading, and you're actually hoping that parents can help out a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. So I was saying off air, this has been like the literacy tour for me here in October. So I've been to schools in Bruno and Grandview, Cascade, Jerome yesterday. I'm going to be in Notice tomorrow. I'm going to a charter school in Boise this afternoon. Going to West Ada next week. I've been in
And this is a tour.
It is a tour. And what I've been trying to do with this is I want to get a sense of how schools are teaching young kids to read, but getting a view of it across the spectrum, a large district like West Ada, a small district like Bruno Grandview and Cascade, charter schools like Heritage Academy in Jerome. I've wanted to get a full picture, but to get an even fuller picture, yeah, I want to talk to as many parents and teachers as I can between now and December. I want to take a deep dive into this literacy initiative in advance of the legislative session, because we know that there's been a big increase of funding that the state has put into literacy. We expect that there will be more debate about literacy programs and literacy funding in the 2020 session. So we're just going to hope to inform that debate a little bit through a series of stories. So, yes, I'm hoping to hear from parents and teachers along the way here.
And with parents in particular, I mean, is it kind of talking to them just about their experience with their children or what they're doing at home, or what would that look like?
Right. I mean, I'm asking them, you know, how are your kids learning to read? I mean, how is this working? Are you noticing a difference in terms of what the schools are teaching? I mean, I'm wondering, I mean, I think about it with my own kids and their experience a few years apart. Our parents who maybe have had kids, you know, through the school system in the past few years, are they seeing any difference? Also, do you understand, does it make sense when you get the reading score results, mm-hmm. when you get the results from the Idaho Reading Indicator about your son or daughter, does it make sense? Does it help you understand where your kid is doing and where their strengths are and maybe their weaknesses are? You know, I think educators may look at those test results and see something that parents may not see. They may see something different. So really what I'm hoping to hear from parents and what I'm hoping to hear from educators is, how is this working? What is working? What do we still need to do? And what are the obstacles? I mean, even as we put more money into this initiative and we run out a new test that is supposed to provide more data about how students are doing, what gets in the way? I mean, if the goal is to get as many third graders reading at grade level by spring of third grade, and they're not all getting there, what is getting in the way? What are the obstacles, and what do we still need to work on as a state?
So do parents just contact you through Idaho Ed News?
Right. If you go to idahoednews.org and you go to our contact page, you'll get my email address, and you can find me there. You can also find me on social media, on Twitter and Facebook. I have a link on our Facebook page, on Idaho Ed News' Facebook page, where I'm reaching out to parents, and I've heard from several parents and teachers there already. So if you go there and you leave a comment, I'll be in touch that way as well.
I want to thank you for coming in today. We've been talking with Kevin Richard of Idaho Ed News, talking about a new Pew report on higher education funding, also Kevin's literacy project that he's doing. If you are a parent or an educator and would like to be a part of that conversation, Kevin, thanks so much.
Thanks, Gemma.
Up next, a conversation with the co-creator of a hit fiction podcast. This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.